Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together this morning's learning, this afternoon for me, this morning for you. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Sibben of Yosef and for a continued foolish claim for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is the last daf in the second paragraph of Ksubis Bez Hashem. Hopefully we will complete. Did I get that wrong? No. Today's daf is the last daf of the second parak of Ksubas. Chav Ches. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Chav Ches. We're going to pick it up from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Good morning, Shlomo David. Don't tell me. Eitan Naftali Meir. There we go. And Svika, Mordechai, Dr. Joe, Rocky, Chanach Chanach, and Avi, thank you very much for joining. Let's pick it up with the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav. Rabbi Zechariah, who was a Kohen, he was the son of a butcher, I guess. He lived in the time of Bayis Sheni. And after the Romans pulverized the city of Yerushalayim and then they left, he swore, Hama'on Hazeh, I swear by this house. Which house is he talking about? Beis HaMikdash. Pretty interesting considering the Beis HaMikdash was no longer. But I swear by this house, meaning I swear by the one who used to live in this house. Lozaza yada mitoch yadi. My wife was not violated. She was with me the whole time. Mishasha nichnaso d'cham lishlam v'adshe yatsu. From the time the Romans went through Jerusalem until they left, my wife was never with them. My wife is never raped. Amrulo, another maid alatzmo. The rabbi said to him, sorry, Charlie, you have to lose your wife because a person is not believed to testify about themselves. And we learned in yesterday's daf that a person is not believed to testify about his wife. Says the Gemara, Tana Vavel Pikein, Yichad Lo Beis B'Chatzero. Even though the rabbi said that Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsav was not allowed to remain married to his wife, he at least would get to see, he could get to see his wife because he was allowed to designate another house or another room in the Chatzer for his wife. They just couldn't live together. I'm not sure whether that's better or worse. We'll see in a second. Yichad Lo Beis B'Chatzero. He had a special house for her in the chatzer where she lived. Kishahi Yotza, when she would leave the chatzer, Yotza Barosh Baneh, she would leave before the kids. Ukishi Nechneses Besof Baneh, when she would come in, she would come in after the kids, meaning there would never be a situation of yichud between her and her previous husband because she would always leave in front of the kids, so the kids were always still there, and when she would come, she wouldn't come alone, she would always come behind the kids, so it would never be yichud. Baya baya. Ma'o lasus begrusha came. What about after you divorce a woman, are you allowed to live in the same chatzer? Are you allowed to live in the same courtyard as a woman who you divorced? Or maybe we're afraid you're going to still stick together. I guess it might depend on why they got divorced. But are you allowed to still stay together? Hasam hu d'bishvuya hikelu. Maybe that's a special halacha by a shvuya, where anyway we don't really think anything happened. We have no evidence anything happened. So they were lenient, right? We said two reasons. Number one, we have no evidence. Number two, she makes herself look disgusting for the pirates. Aval hacha, lo. But by a grusha, you have no such heter. Odem aloshna, maybe there's no difference. Just like we're not worried you can have relations with the girl who was a shvuya, we're also not worried you can have relations with the girl who you divorced. Tashma. Coming here, proof. Desani relin to the brayso. Magarish es ishto lo tinase b'shchunaso. If a guy divorces his wife, she shouldn't marry a guy in the same neighborhood. Because we're afraid if she's living in the same neighborhood as her previous husband, they're going to get back together again. And that won't be good. Vimhaya kohen, and if the guy was a kohen who divorced her, lo tadrimo b'mavoy, then first of all, not only should she not get married, she shouldn't live there, period. Even in the same mavoi, even in the same alley, not just the same chatzin. Vim kvar katan, if it was a small village, zehaya maise av amru kvar katan idin kishchuna. If it's a small village, even if it's a lot bigger area, but there's very few people there, we're worried that she's going to have yichud even in a larger area. Ask the Gemara, mi nidchem epnemi, okay, they can't live together, so who's got to leave? You got the guy and the guy who divorced her. You got the guy who divorced her and you got the woman. So who's got to leave? Now, if you would have asked me, I would have said, the guy has to leave. Because the poor girl, she gets to stay there. But the Gemara says the opposite, and we'll see why in a minute. It's the exact opposite svar of what you might have thought. She's got to leave, he gets to stay. However, if she owned a home in the chatzar and he didn't own a home in the chatzar, who nedchami pana? Then she gets to stay. What if they both own the house in the chatzar? Toshma, he nedches mi panav. We learned in a brisa, she's got to leave. The maya skin, if it's his chatzar, pshita. Obviously, if he has a house and she doesn't, obviously she has to leave. Vela b'chatzar shelah. But if she owned the house, Vatani Amayis HaChatzah Shelah, who nidcha mipaneh, he's got to leave. So where's the case that she's got to leave? Says the Gemara, Elalav, Ki Haigavna, must be where they both own a house. She has to leave. Answer the Gemara, no, you have no riot. Dilma de'ogar megar. Says the Gemara, no, maybe in a case where they both rent, then she has to leave. But maybe if they both own, maybe she doesn't have to leave. What's the difference between renting and owning? The Gemara Bava Kama, Bava Basra has on Tezvav that Schirus, maybe it's in Pesachim, that Schirus is Memka Liyomehi. Isn't rental just like owning something for a day? Our Gemara seems to say that renting would be different than owning in terms of this halacha. And the Ritva explains that if you're just renting, so then you don't really have as much ownership rights. But if you're owning, so then maybe we wouldn't say that she gets chucked if she mamish owns a house there. Because then it's a suffix. Even though they're both equal, because it's easy to remove the rights of someone who's just renting as opposed to remove the rights of someone who's owning. Back in the Gemara, my Haviala, what's the psak if they both own homes in the Chotzer, Tashma, Hine, this is a pasuk about Shevna, who wanted to try to deliver Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda into the hands of Sancheiriv. Hine Hashem metaltalach taltalach gover. God is going to rock you around, he's going to move you around like a man moves around. Amarav, v'amarav, tiltuli degavra koshim midi'itza. To have a man move around is worse than having a woman move around. So therefore we chuck the woman and we don't chuck the man. Why? I would have said the opposite. Why? So the Radak, in his commentary on this pasuk, in Yeshayahu, says, the Radak explains that if a woman gets chucked out of the chutzah, everybody's going to have mercy on the woman. They're going to take her in. But if a man gets chucked out of the chutzah, they're going to say, go get a job and go buy your own house. I'm not going to worry about you. So since a woman, people are going to have more compassion to let her in the house. So that's why we chuck the woman. But we don't chuck the man. Tana Rabban. Lava Haymana Benichse Aviyah. Let's say a husband has to borrow money from his father-in-law. Ever hear of this before? You ever hear this happening? That the husband has to borrow money from his father-in-law? It's happened one or two times in history. That the in-law father-in-law supporting the son-in-law. So if he borrowed money from the father-in-law, and then they get divorced. Then they get divorced. Now, how's the guy going to get his money back? So in other words, he borrowed money from his wife, but the wife's money came from her father. So how is he gonna pay her back? We don't want them getting together alone. So he's not allowed to give her the money back in person because we're afraid if they're gonna get together for him to pay back the money, maybe they're gonna commit an aveira together and they're already divorced. Amar Avshishas, V'yasala kaman ladina lo mizdakin lo. Avshishas says further, if the divorcee and the divorcer are going to come together with me in a court case saying that he owes me money, I'm not going to pass in the halacha. Rav Papa Amar Shamuti Mishamtinalu, Rav Papa says, I'm going to go further. If they come in front of me for a court case, I'm putting them in cherim. And Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says, Rav Papa, I'll see your cherim and up you one. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Amar, Negude Nami Minagdinan Lahu. I'm going to give him lashes for coming together. You guys shouldn't be hanging out together. I was once aware of a situation with somebody in our neighborhood where they were thinking about getting divorced. They ultimately did get divorced. And they were suggesting, you know, we get along fine with each other. We just can't live together. So let us still live in the same house. We'll still have the same connections with the kids. And okay, we will be divorced, but we'll live in the same house. Rabbi, so that one of the rabbis in the neighborhood went crazy at the guy. That's mamish against this Gemara. You're not allowed to do that. Once you divorce the girl, if you're divorcing her, you can't have it both ways. You can't like be together in the same house but not be married. It doesn't work like that. And here you see they're going to put him in cherem just for showing up together for a court case. Forget about living together. So people have to know these halachas, right? If there's a situation of divorce, you have to be careful. You're not allowed to have yichud with your previous wife when you're handing off the kids or whatever it is. Rachman al-Tzlan. Amar Rav Nachman, Tana ba'avel Rabasi. It says Meseches Machos, that's Avel Rabasi, that's the Meseches Machos, one of the Mesechtos Ketanos, Bamedvar Mamurim. When do we say that if a woman was married to a Kohen and he divorced her and she's he's trying to collect money from her, they shouldn't show up together? B'shinis Garsim and Anisuin. That's only if they were divorced after having been fully married. Aval Niskat, Kishinis Garsim and Erisin. If they only had Erisin, then we're not so worried. Nifrasai de Atzma. Then they're allowed to have a court case together. He's allowed to go to her directly to pay her back. She'ain libo gaspa. Because if they've never really had marital relations, he doesn't have the same type for her. If they got divorced even before it started, then we're not worried. And the Gemara tells a story about this. Ahu aris va'arisasa da'asa l'kamei d'rava. There was a certain fiancé, and the husband, the male fiancé, and the female fiancé, again, not fiancé in today's language, aris va'arisasa. Da'asa l'kamei d'rava. They came in front of Rava. Yosef v'vada b'amasa kamei, uki Rava shlucha ben tayu. So Ravada Barmasa was sitting in front of Rava, and Rava refused to deal with the case with the two of them together. He appointed a middleman to deal with it. Didn't we learn that if they were only engaged, it's not a problem? Why are you putting someone in between if they're only engaged? So Rava said back to him, I saw that these two, this couple, they were flirting with each other. Even after the divorce, after the engagement, they were still flirting with each other. So I made sure, even though I'll pee the strict letter of the law, they were allowed to be together, but I saw that this was not going to end well if I allowed them to be together. So therefore, I saw them flirting with each other. I saw the love they had for each other. I don't know why they got divorced, but so therefore I wouldn't let them be alone. In Kedamri, some have the story exactly the opposite. Lo yukir Rav Shlich ben Tayo. He allowed them to judge together. Amalei Ravada Bamasna. Why don't you have somebody in between them? No, they're only engaged, so it's okay. No, you see the way this ex-fiance and the ex-fiance are flirting, so you see that there's really something going on over here, so you should not, even though Alpidin, if they're only engaged, they're allowed to come alone. But you better make sure that there's somebody there, because it looks like there's something's going to happen over here if you don't put somebody in between. Okay, next Mishnah. Zokt de Heilige Mishnah. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Ve'elu ne'manim lahoy begodlan mashiro bekodna. Rabbi say, a katan is pasal edus. However, this Mishnah says there's certain testimonies. We'll see, most of them are testimonies midirabanan. And that's why we permitted certain testimonies that we allow someone to testify when they're over bar mitzvah based on something that they saw when they were under bar mitzvah. Wow. Now, there is a Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Ches, where the Gemara says that if a person saw Eidus when they were Pasal Eidus, and then they became Kashal Eidus, then they're not allowed to testify. Maker Adin, a katan's not allowed to testify. So we'll see. These are exceptions to the rule. Tosus written the Ritva point out that the Gemara is going to give a reason why each of these is an exception. The Gemara lists about six cases. Let's see. One, Neman Adam Lomar Zeksav Yodo Shel Abba Vzeksav Yodo Shel Rebbe Vzeksav Yodo Shel Achi. A person is believed to say, I knew my father's handwriting when I was growing up as a little kid, and I could testify as an elder that this is my father's signature. Even though I saw it only when I was a katan. My father's signature, this is my Rebbe's signature, and my brother's signature. The Gemara is going to explain why we needed all three examples. Two, Zachar Yisi Beplonish Yatsa Binum Verosha Parua. I was at this girl's wedding, and her hair was uncovered like a basula, and she had a hinuma, which is a ride that she was a basula. Right? Hinuma might mean that she had a veil, certain type of veil, which was only the basulas had. And the Gemara is going to explain why that. I think The reason for the first one is because Kiyum Shtaris is just a din derabanan anyway. Really, the Shtaris stands on its own. And most women get married when they're Basula anyway. Three. I remember as a kid that they took this guy out of yeshiva. We were in fifth grade. They took this guy out of yeshiva to the mikveh. They dipped him and he ate truma that night. Sadach HaKoyin. Not only that, I remember when that we used to hang out at the granary together and they used to give him truma. The Gemara is going to explain because it's truma bizman hazeh midirabanan. Number four, v'hamokom hazeh beis hapras. A person is believed to say, this place is a beis hapras. That's tumah derabanan. What's a beis hapras? That you have a field. We had it in Brachos on daf Yutes Amud Beis. Only because I've been teaching that daf every year for the last 5 years. I'm not like Kirshner that I just stop knowing these daf off the top of my head. But it says in Yutes Amud Beis that a beis hapras is a din derabanan. Is a din derabanan. It's tumah derabanan, meaning that there's a field that we know that a dead body was plowed. The field was plowed and there was a dead body there. So somewhere in there, there's some tumah. So we consider that to be tumah derabanan. So he's believed to say, up until here was the beis hapras. Five. Va'ad kan hayinu boyin b'shabbos. Up till here is 2,000 amos of tchum Shabbos. A guy's believer. When I was a little kid, we used to walk up to here. He's believed. And that's five. Yeah, right, I thought there was six, but there was five that he is believed. And then there's two that he's not believed. Person is not believed. This guy used to allow everybody to walk through his backyard because that's mumminous. And hamotzi mecherel varaya. Or this guy had property next to the cemetery, and they always used to do mamaru moshev, mamaru mispe. They used to make hespedu in his backyard. That's not believed because that's making him lose property. And hamotzi mecherel varaya. So we don't believe the katan for that. You might think these things are public. People wouldn't lie about them. So says the Ran. Nevertheless, he's not believed. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna bar Rav Yeshua. Vehu sheyesh gadol imo. When do we say that a katan is believed to testify? He's not alone. You need two witnesses. But one of the witnesses was a katan and one of them was a gadol. It can't be that both witnesses saw it when they were katanim. Utsricha says the Gemara, we need daddy, Rebbe, and brother. Yeah, you're with your father all the time. Avo Rabbo, lo, you're not with your Rebbe all the time, so maybe you're not believed. And Rabbo, Mishum de Islaim said the Rabbi, you're so terrified of your Rebbe, you gotta pay good attention to get good grades in that class. You gotta know his handwriting. Avo Aviv, lo, but your father, maybe you didn't know his handwriting. Viashmin Hani Taite, Aviv de Shriakabe, the Rabbo de Islaim say, Avo Achiv, but the brother, you're not by him too much, and you don't have any awe of him. They even believed on the brother. Now, so are you only believed on brother, daddy, and Rebbe? Or once you get, because what's the logic of the end of the Gemara? Even if you're not Shchiach, and even if you don't have Ema from him, so it sounds like everybody. So the Ra'ah and the Ritva write, once we believe the brother, even though there's no reason, you're believed on anybody. Every person in the world. When you were a katan, anybody's handwriting. Because the reason is, Kiyum Shtaris is midrabanan. However, the Rush disagrees. Rush quotes a Yerushalmi that no, only these three, daddy, Rebbe, brother, them you're believed when you're an adult to testify what you saw as a kid, but not anybody else in the world. Because even your brother, you've seen his handwriting more often than you saw a stama guy in the street. Oh, let's continue. What's the reason? Now, what's the reason that you believed? Says the Gemara, Kevin the Kiyum Shtaris midrabanan, himnu rabanan midrabanan, heimamru veheimamru. The whole din of Kiyum Shtaris midrabanan, the rabbi said, will allow you to testify on what you saw as a little kid. Hayisi b'plonish yasbi nu v'rosha parua, I was at this girl's chasana, and she went out with uncovered hair and with a veil. My taima came with the rov nashim besulos nisos. Most women, when they get married, are besulo. So we have a rove. Gili milsa ba'amu. We don't really need the testimony. We have a rove. So it's just a gili milsa. So we believe a katan. Even though ain't holchin b'mawanacha harov,
Nevertheless, here you have a rove, and it's public. He's believed. So says the Ran. It's just a Gilui Milso. And what else? V'shehaya ish ploni yotzbeis ha-sefer lipolecho b'truma. Says the Gemara, V'dilma eved kohenu. How do you know he's a kohen? Maybe he's an eved of a kohen. V'sad v'shem ben levi. V'shem ben levi also allowed him shilam in his avd Torah. No, if he was an eved, he wouldn't have been in yeshiva, because you're not allowed to send your eved to yeshiva. V'fek Gemara, v'lo? Really, an eved's not allowed to go to yeshiva? V'atanya, love amen, rabbo, shaso, rabbo, aputrapus, if his master lent borrowed money from him, or his master made him into a guardian. Oshnech tefillin b'fnei rabbo, or the slave put on tefillin in front of the rebbe. Oshakar shloshet tzukim beis haknesses, or the eved got an aliyah. Hareze lo yetzel l'cheres. It's not a raya that he's free. Maybe all these things he could still be. So you see that an eved can learn Torah. As the Maharsan to Ikri Evid Midaito. If the Evid by himself learns Torah, that's okay, but you're not going to send him to Yeshiva. Ki Karmin de Konag be Minag Banim. Yeah, maybe it's okay for an Evid to learn Torah, but you're not going to send the Evid to Yeshiva. That you're not supposed to do. Why are you not allowed to send the Evid to Yeshiva? If you send the Evid to Yeshiva, we're afraid people are going to think he's not an Evid, he's a Ben Chorin, and they're going to go marry him. They're going to marry off their daughter. He's the best guy in the. This guy's the best guy in Shir. He's the best guy in Yeshiva. I want my daughter to marry him. Oh, well, he's an Eved, though. So they're gonna get confused. They're gonna marry him. They're gonna marry her off. Says the Gemara, Litbo lechol betruma. Answers the Gemara, betruma derabbanon. Shaychol gemano al goren v'dilma Eved koinu. I remember this guy used to get. They used to give him truma in the field in the granary. Maybe he's an Eved. Tanan, come on, Dharma, ain't Cholkin Truma Levit, Elon Kin Rabbo Emo. This must be a raya that you don't give Truma to an Eved unless the master is there. Desanya. Ain't Cholkin Truma Levit, Elon Kin Rabbo Emo. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't give Truma to an Eved unless the master is there. Rabbi Yosemar, Yochel Sheomar. No, I'm Kohen, I need to Lubashil Atzmi. The Mevet Kohen, I need to Lubashil Rabbi. Either way, I get. What's the difference whether I'm an Eved or a Kohen? Either way, I'm allowed to eat Truma. What's the root of the dispute? Zakta Gemara, b'makom shem huda hayu malim truma liyuchsin. If they used to give the guy truma, they used to assume he's miyuchas. So obviously you can't give to an eved. B'makom shem Rabbi Yosi, lo hayu malim truma liyuchsin. No, just the fact that you got truma is not a raya. It's a good yichas in his town. And therefore, they would give it even to an eved. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi said, miyamai lo hayadati. I never would testify about a guy that he got truma at the Gorin. I was very careful about this, because I was afraid that they would think he has good yichus. One time I testified for a guy, and they mamished, and the guy was really an eved, and they mamished almost, and they mamished married off a girl to him based on my testimony. Helusakadaitav says more. They really went ahead and did it based on this testimony of a Talmud Chacham. Hashemah behemten shel tzadikim nekosh brochu maybe takal al yadam tzadikim atzmo lo kol shekein. What do you mean? Even the animal of a tzaddik. Like the chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, we learned about that he wouldn't do a sin, he wouldn't do an avera. Even a chamor, Hashem wouldn't bring a takala based on the animal of a talmud chacham. A talmud chacham himself is gonna cause somebody to marry an eved. El a bikshu laos eved l'kun alpi. No, they wanted to do it, but at the last second they realized he was an eved. What happened? Chaza ba'asrei de Rabbi Yosi. He saw this guy getting truma in the town of Rabbi Yosi, where they wouldn't be male lekahuna liyuchsin alpi truma. So they used to give out to the avodim. Vazal asid ba'asrei de Rabbi Yehuda. But he went and testified about it in the town of Rabbi Yehuda, where they were male mi truma liyuchsin. I don't know why he did that. V'shamokam hazeh beis haprasu ma'itam beis hapras de Rabbanon. Since a beis hapras only has truma de Rabbanon, that's why a little kid is believed to testify when he's a little kid that this place was the Beis HaPras. The Gemara is now going to bring two proofs that a Beis HaPras is only in Tumah D'Rabbanan. Proof number one, Menapeach HaDa Beis HaPras V'Holech. This is also a Gemara in Brachas Yotestamah Beis. That a person can get down on his knees if he's on his way to go bring Korban Pesach and he comes to a Beis HaPras. We allow him to get down on his knees and blow away any of the bones, Etzem Kisaora, bones the size of a barley bean. So any bones that size, which would convey Tumah D'Oraisa, he's allowed to get down on his hands and knees and blow them away. For Rav Yehuda bar Ami, Mishmei Rav Yehuda Amar, Beis HaPras Shenidash Torah. Another raya. That once a Beis HaPras is trampled, we assume any of the pieces of bone that are Esem Kisaora, that got trampled underneath the dirt, and therefore it's going to be Tahar. My time at Yevshel Esem Kisaora Shalom Nidash Baregel. If it's been trampled already for many years, this field, so there's no more Toma anymore. Because if there are any little bones, we assume they got trampled. You see from both of these rayas that the whole Toma is only Toma Derabbanan. Ad Kana Yibay Meshabbos, Kosavar Tchumin Derabbanan. Tchum is only a Din Derabbanan. That's why we believe a Katan. Ve'einem and Loma Derechay L'Poloim Mokom Hazeh, Ma'amanim Yisrael L'Poloim Mokom Hazeh, Ma'i Taima, Afuki Memona Loma Afkinan. Yeah, we can testify that she's a basula. We can testify that this is my signature, his signature, my father's signature. We can testify till here was Tchum Shabbos. Those things, you're not taking money away from anybody. But here, you're taking a portion of a guy's field away from him and saying, everybody else is allowed to walk through the guy's field. Afuki memona lo mafkin, hamotzi mechaveh, olav araya. Tan Rabbanan. Ne'eman atinik loma, kach amar li abba, mishpachos u'tahor, mishpachos u'tameo. Wow. A kid who grows up, and now he's 15, he's believed that when I was 8 years old, my father told me, stay away from this family. I don't want you marrying somebody from this family because they got mamzerim in this family. But at first, the Gemara thinks it means mishpachazu tahora, mishpachazu tameya, that it's a tumah v'tara issue, says the Gemara. Tahoru tameya salkadaydach. Who cares whether they happen to be tumah? They can go to the mikvah, they could become tar. No. That's not what he meant. Ella, mishpachazu ksheira, mishpachazu psula. This mishpacha has no mamzerim, and this mishpacha has mamzerim, so stay away from them. And what else is the kid believed to say? V'she'achalnu b'ktsatza shel beis ploni l'ploni, shel bas ploni l'ploni. Wow. And we ate at the ktsatza meal of the wedding of this girl marrying this guy. Apparently, it's unbelievable. They used to have a minig in the times of the Gemara that when a girl would marry a mamzer, or when a girl would marry somebody she's not allowed to marry, they would make a public feast to publicize the fact that she married a mamzer. A ktsatza feast. Katsats. She's getting cut off from the family. And he's also believed to say that we used to give chala and matnas kuhuna to this guy who's a kohen. Only if he himself was the guy who brought the matnas kuna, and not that he's testifying that somebody else did. V'chulon, all these things that we were lenient, that you're allowed to testify when you're a gadol about what you saw when you're a katan. Am I over kachadim in iskayer? If you weren't a katan, but you were a non-Jew when you saw this, and then you converted, evid v'nishtachre ein nemanim. You're believed when you're a katan, but you're not believed when you're a guy. Says the Gemara, you never believed to say that this guy used to let people walk through his backyard, or this guy used to let people conduct hespedim and mamados in his backyard. Now, which case is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka going on that he is believed? If it's going on the seifa, how can you say that? It's a mamadus case. It's amotim mecher alvaraya. How can you say nemanim? Ella Aresha must be that he's arguing on the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, just like a katan is believed to testify when he's a gadol, so to a guy is believed to testify when he converts. Or an Evan is believed to testify when he gets free. Says the Gemara ben Maika Miflagi, Tanakama Savar Kim Do Kochavim Hu, Lo Havi Daik. At the time that he was watching this Edus, he was a guy. And the goyim are not; they're not going to testify. It's not the way of an eved to be medaktik by yuchsin. Beis Yosef the Smarite, an eved is not believed because he's not able to free himself, and he's not chayv in mitzvahs. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, somewhere back in the Gemara, came to daite ligiyure, since he is intending to convert, meida kave daik. Since he's intending to convert, he's going to be careful with the testimony that he watches. And why even an Eved is kosher, says the Ritva? Because he heard from his Adon that the Adon is going to free him. Therefore, he was careful by what he watches. And the other Acharonim write, he holds that an Eved's Mechuyev Mitzvahs Keisha, so he has some trustworthiness. What's this Kitsatza? this feast that they would make for somebody who had a bad marriage. Unbelievable. They'll make a feast that they had a bad marriage. Ma'akamuvagi. Tanakama Savar came into Obi Kachavim, who Tanakama says, since he's a non-Jew, lo havidayik. I'm sorry, I went backwards. I apologize. My Katsatsa. Dr. Joe, you didn't correct me. My Katsatsa, you're too nice to me. My Katsatsa. What's an example of this, forget the wedding feast, this is a bad wedding feast. They used to make a feast at a bad wedding. They used to dish out food, so you should remember, this girl married someone she's not allowed to, everyone should stay away from her. They used to make a meal and give everybody I remember the shawarma that I had when we celebrated the fact that she married somebody she wasn't allowed to marry. So I should remember every time I want to marry, I'm going to remember that shawarma. My Ketzatza, the Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Ketzatza, we learned in the Braisa. What's an example of a Ketzatza feast? Echem in ha'achet shenasa ishesh eno geneslo. If one of the brothers married a girl that he wasn't allowed to marry, says the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Beis Shmuel, it means she's usher with psule kal or psul kahuna. Either he was a kohen married a girl, he wasn't a grusha, a zayna, or he was a regular person married a mamzeres, nesina. So the other family members would come, muvin chavis mleya peiros. They would bring a barrel filled with fruit. Vishovrenosa, be'emtza rechava. They would go out to the town square, break the barrel of fruit, give out the fruit. Everyone, when you're eating this fruit, remember that my brother made a boo-boo. My brother did a no-no. Boy, my name is Shachar Mavin, Chavis Malay Paris, for Shovin Osab Em Tzerachava. Omer Machinu Beis Yisrael Shimu, Achinu Ploni Nasi Yishin El Geneslo. My brother married a girl he wasn't allowed to. Misyar Amanu, Shema Yisar Vizara Bizarenu. We don't want to get caught up in this lie. Our kids won't marry Mamzerim. Don't lump us together with our brother. Bo kulachem dugma, ledoros. Come take a piece of fruit that will be a reminder to you forever. Shalis arav zaro bizarenu. We want to keep his kids away from our kids because they're mamzerim. Vizui ktsatsa shatir neman lahadalav. This is the bad wedding feast that the baby is allowed to testify on. What's the language of ktsatsa? So, the Marsha writes, it's a language of p'chisus. Ketzatza means something low. He married a lowly girl. And we call a lowly guy kotzeitz. We call a lowly girl ketzatza. The Marshal writes, no, it's because they broke the barrel. Kotzeitz. They broke the barrel. It was the barrel breaking ceremony. Ketzatza. Other Achron quote the Yerushalmi that no, we're cutting her off from the family. Or cutting him off. Kotzeitz. We're cutting him off from the family. And that's why we call it ketzatza. That's why it says, Bekatzatza shall bas ploni luploni. If it was on the barrel, it should have said, the Katzatza is a chavis. Since it's Katzatza is bas ploni, we cut her off. Rabbi Yisai, Hadron Aloch, Ha'isha Shes Amala, Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem. We finish the second parak. Bez Hashem, tomorrow I hope to start the third parak. Eilu Naz, Shesh Len Knas, for the next week. We're going to be learning about Kam Lei B'Derabamine until it comes out of your ears. Kam Lei B'Derabamine. When you have two punishments, you always get the more serious one. Mm-hmm. We have an 8-blot sugya all about Kam Lei B'Derabamine. My very first year of teaching, the very first thing I ever taught 30 years ago was the third parak of Ksubas. It's coming full circle. Ah, Chanachenach, that's right. Chanachenach was in my shiur 30 years ago. I think that's what we learned the first semester. We learned Elunaris. Freshman MTA Shia, we learned Elunaris Shiishlan Knas. Okay.
It'll be the new Mordechai for this paragraph.
Oh, let's not put the pressure on him. Let's not put the pressure on him. That's 30 years ago. 30 years ago. Mordechai's remembering from 2 years ago. Chanukah's got remembering from 30 years ago. Not the same animal. Anyway.
Rabbeinu, we need to organize a Suda's office instead of Suda's.